Grace and peace to you from our gracious God in heaven and our Lord Jesus Christ, and may the spirit of baptism saturate your life with a living faith. Amen. It is indeed fitting that Jesus started out his ministry being baptized. Isn't that the way we started our ministry? It is the example that we have followed for 2 millennia and on to 3 millennia now. Our initiation into the Church Universal, or shall we say our formal initiation into the Church Universal, and this is how it happens. Jesus came to be baptized. John thought that Jesus was the one that should baptize him. Jesus said, let it be so for now. And then Jesus got all wet. Notice that John the Baptist, what he wanted to do. He wanted to tell Jesus how things work. He wanted to do the things his own way. And I admit that it's an awesome responsibility to get Jesus wet, but John had to be reminded that it wasn't about him. It wasn't about what John wanted. It was what Jesus wanted. So in the end, it was John that was all wet, even while he was getting Jesus all wet. Why? Well, because it wasn't about John, it was about Jesus, and he was reminded by Jesus that it needs to be done God's way. Reminded in a kind and gentle way, but it needs to be God's way nonetheless. Jesus understood that God would work through John, the baptizer, and that has been the way of God for, well, since we have known of God. God works through those people who find themselves unworthy of God's work, as John did. We almost always find ourselves unworthy to do, to be part of, to talk about God's work. Why is that? Well, maybe it's because we are unworthy to do, to be part of, and to talk about God's work. And what we really need is for Jesus to tell us, let it be this way for now. Jesus say, it's okay. God can still work through you because it's not about you. It's about God. So let's both get wet. It is indeed fitting for Jesus to start his ministry by being baptized. Not only baptized, but baptized in living water. Do you understand the meaning of living water? It's water that's moving like in a river or maybe even in a lake or a spring. Water that is washing away all of the dirt and grime on a person. So that it ends up downstream. Living water that washes away all the sin that has accumulated on us and in us. Living water that moves, that flows, that washes away. This is why we pour water during our baptisms. Some people have the water already in there, but usually in our rite, we have a pitcher and we say the prayer of the Spirit over the water as we pour the water into the fount. Now, during my tenure as a seminarian, which was about 4 years, we had to discuss what baptism really is. So we went back all the way to the biblical accounts of Jesus' baptism. His baptism was with living water in the Jordan. His baptism was a baptism by immersion. He was all wet. His baptism was performed by a man who was a conduit for the work of God. His baptism was a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. But wait, you say, wasn't Jesus sinless? Yes, indeed. But it wasn't for himself that he was baptized. It was as an example set for us. It was an example for all who came after him. It was the way of initiation, and still is today. We get all wet because Jesus got all wet. And there have been and continue to be so many arguments that center around how baptism is to be performed. It has to be by full immersions like the Baptists do. It has to be part of the worship service like the Lutherans do. It can never be a private affair like the Catholics do. It can never be sprinkling like the Presbyterians do. You have to say the prayer of salvation like most non-denominationals do. Well, guess what? It's not really about immersion or sprinkling. It's not about public or private. It's not about saying the prayer of salvation, which I still haven't found in the Bible anyway. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not even about John the Baptist. It's about Jesus. It's about our public and private display of initiation into the worldwide church, a church that wraps the globe. It's about our faith in Christ Jesus. It's about God. It's about the promise that we have been given through Christ Jesus, about the promises of the forgiveness of sins. It's about the promise of eternal life. It's about the promise of having been given the Holy Spirit to help and guide us. You see, it wasn't about John the Baptist. It was about God. It was about Jesus. It isn't about what songs we play, or if we have a band or an organ or even just a piano. It's still about God. It isn't about standing or sitting or kneeling or rolling around on the floor. It's about God. When we worship here every Sunday, it isn't about us. It's about God. It's about Jesus. When we come and find out that it's not the way we've always done it, anybody hear that phrase ever? Well, that's not the way we've done it. Let's remember it isn't about us. It's about God. It's about Jesus. Jesus was there to remind John the Baptist to fulfill all righteousness. It had to be done that way. Now, I am a pastor and I baptize, and it is a responsibility, let me tell you, because people don't just come in and get baptized. They sit with the pastor and say, this is why we do this, and you will become part of our congregation because of this. But I promise to allow God to work through me. Will you promise to allow God to work through y'all? I promise to remind you of God's promises. Will you promise to remember God's promises? I promise to remind myself that it isn't about me. It's about Jesus. It's about God and how God works through us, unworthy people as we are. He works through us all to bring in and to build up the church and the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. That is why Jesus got all wet. That's why we get all wet. And that's why everyone else to come will be all wet when they become part of the Christian church. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.